So what is, so we're going to you're focusing primarily on editing, so perhaps recording and writing is sort of on the back burner for
everything's
now.
On the back burner for now.
Oh, so we're in hiatus at the moment?
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah. Where can people find you? So we've talked about you're on Reddit. If, you know, people wanted to look at the script offers that you've posted. Have they all been filled? Let me have a look here.
Most.
Just putting your script writer hat on.
I think.
How... I know I've filled that one, but that was a private fill. I haven't posted that one publicly. But yeah, how in terms of your script writing? Because I'm seeing there about a year ago, you posted some scripts. Have they been filled?
I think most of them have been. Yes.
Yeah.
Either privately or publicly.
How was that process for you? Yeah, how is that to hear someone, given that you do record, or you have recorded yourself, and given that you obviously edit, how was that to hear your words recorded and potentially edited by somebody else?
Well, it was only one of the films were not edited by me.
So you edited... Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. I didn't realise that. So somebody's picked up your script,
yeah.
Decided to record it, and you've done the actual editing. Right. Okay.
But one of the films that I did not was quite good. It was really good.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And, of course, you're talking about mine one, right?
Oh, no,
that is mine that you're referring to.
Impeccable editing.
As in zero edit. Nothing, nada.
We don't talk about yours because it's not being edited, quote unquote. So yours just a great natural performance.
Thank you, Rush. That's very kind.
Well, it's your show. I have to be kind.
Well... yeah, you better. Oh, no kidding. Even aside, when you get that raw file that's been obviously recorded of your words, I just...
Does bring me a lot of excitement, yes.
Yeah?
That's my favorite.
Were you nervous when you first posted a script?
Nervous.
Or you're anxious that, you know, whether it would be filled or not, or you're just like, there it is, it's out there.
I just wanted to get done with. Because that first one I wrote in like 6 hours and then posted it. While I had a deadline for a major book the next day. I was so in the mood to write the script. I said, wait, this book that if I don't complete can get me fired, can wait.
Oh, just like, well, I guess when the muse takes you, you don't have any choice, right? So which one, I'm just having a look now, which one was that? What was your first script offer?
Your enemy behind something, something, lines, something.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I see it here. All right. Ooh, that seemed to be received quite well.
That's a fun script.
And so obviously that's been filled?
That has been filled, yes.
Ah, let me have a look-see here. Oh, yes, it most definitely has been filled. Okay. Oh, I'm really... yeah. Okay. I must have a look into that. And you edited that?
That one I did not edit. That fill I did not.
Ah, okay. All right.
Mean, that performer edits her own work, so...
Yeah, I was going to say, given who it is, yeah, I can see very clearly that. It's like, I'd be surprised if they handed over editing responsibility to someone else, given how...
I did my own version with someone I work with, and I'm so proud of that.
Yeah?
Like, yeah, because I used 1920s, 30s music, which, for some... That brings me so much joy.
Yeah.
And
to be able to,
if I could integrate music in most scripts, I would. It's just more, atmosphere for you.
Can you actually, Rush, with that, with adding, that's an interesting point, with adding music to an audio, is there music, I do know, classical musician, but music in the public domain, what's the timeline on that, you know, and what are the, what are the rules in terms of using music in audios that, that generally aren't for commercial purposes or for, you know.
So any copyrighted work, they used to say that you could use 30 seconds of it, but I don't think that's true. But
right.
If the owner of the work has been dead for 75 years, then the work goes into public right. domain.
So similarly to, as in written yes. word.
Unless.
Hey, I didn't realize it.
Some cruel, evil label comes in and snatches it up and then adds another copyright over it, then good luck.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because I wonder.
So by that logic, works from 1940s are not in the public domain and they will never be.
Right. So obviously your 1920s and 1930s music that you've added to
That cannot be a public audio.
I'll beg your pardon?
That cannot be a public audio.
Oh, it can't?
Because I didn't verify if it was public domain music or not. I tried to trace it back, but there were no links to all the songs. Like, they were so old. It's so freaking
right.
Awesome. So they're basically songs that were played on German radio or something like that.
Yeah.
So there are no traces of them. So one can assume they're in the public domain, but you don't know.
Right, so that hasn't been published or posted publicly, that particular audio?
Not publicly.
Right. And with that, so are we saying then that that's behind a paywall? Is that still... That's not freely available, but... Is that what you're meaning? Is that it that it's been posted somewhere that you know you have to subscribe to? Okay, so that's not considered. That's something I need to look into.
That's
actually, you know,
very
if I post
gray.
Something on my Patreon. Yeah.
I wish we could just have black and white in terms of copyrights. So if this is yes or no.
Yeah.
But there are no resources on it.
Well. I'm keen to sort of look into the, you know, the whole, you can do a 30-second grab of something. Even little, you know, and I hear intros to podcasts and that sort of thing, I just think, okay, they usually, you know, that artist is credited.
Yeah.
And I guess there's obviously some sort of permission there. I would assume. Yeah, it's something, I don't know, I'm just rambling now. It's something I'm just making a mental note that I need to look into in terms of that. Because there is a particular song by a particular Australian group that I would love to be able to sort of overlay with these gimmies, or just with my content in general. But
you can always record a cover of it.
Oh, that's the other thing. What do you know? What the restrictions are or guidelines are with? Yeah, I wonder about.
If you're going to make money out of it, then you'll have to share the revenue.
Yeah,
but if you're not, I don't.
Yeah. Like, what about, you know, these, you know, the karaoke versions that happen, or these cover versions that happen, not just in the backstage, but just in general, that are, you know, if somebody, if it's free, if it's not, you know, not for commercial purposes.
I'm most
not,
certain
you know,
that most people who post covers on YouTube that go big have to share their revenue.
Okay. But on little GWA backstage, if you do a cover version, it's
for non-profit. You're not making money out of it unless someone's going to tip you explicitly for a song you recorded that they liked
so
much.
Right. Okay. And moving aside from music itself, in terms of sound effects and that sort of thing, I know you and I have talked sort of privately about where to source that. Is there, you know, do you have particular go-to sound effects libraries or that you subscribe to? I assume you would, as you know, given it's your profession, because I know a lot of people, you know, we go to free sound, little, and I'm meaning people like me, but I'm sort of starting to edit my, who does she think she is, edit, I use very loosely, my audios that are either collaborations or I post on my Patreon. But I'm wondering now if I just kind of need to step it up and, I don't know, perhaps subscribe to sound effects libraries. Is that something you'd sort of recommend?
I mean, well, I had the privilege, because I used to work in a film studio that, like,
right.
I had a good share of their libraries. That's just how the industry works. People share libraries all the time. It's a normal thing. People don't freak out about it.
Is it?
It's a very normal thing.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
And
okay.
Then after I stopped working, I did buy a lot of things myself whenever I found time or needed something specific. I just purchased it. So I have a very large library right now, which I don't need, but it's there.
You've got it there. Right. And does that need to be then? Do all of those sound effects or anything that you utilize from those libraries, does that need to be credited with each?
None of them need to be credited. Okay. Otherwise, you'd see a long list of credits for just sound effects.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah, it's like
they don't need any credits.
Right, because you've paid
for a perpetual license.
But do you need to disclose that you've?
You don't. No.
Okay. I guess if somebody comes at you and says, "Well, hang on, that's what you've got the evidence there or the documentation to say yes, well, I've purchased this and yeah,
and if they don't like, it's very hard to spot a sound that you've made 20 years ago.
yeah. Okay, how large are these libraries? I don't subscribe to any myself, but like, what are we talking about? And once you purchase, is it a subscription that you're in, you, or is it you purchase those and they're yours? They're saved files for you to use.
I think the recent ones are trying to adopt the subscription model because that can bring the price down. The ones I have are, like, I've bought them, so they are mine to use. They sit on my hard drive. I don't have to be online or anything.
Okay. And how, like, what are we talking about? What sort of size would they be?
It could range anywhere from, like, a gigabyte to hundreds of gigabytes.
Right.
So I have a library just for room tones. That's sounds of an empty room, which is, like, 50 gigabytes.
Okay.
Okay. So does it fill your hard drive really fast?
Yeah, I can imagine for room
tone. But then I'm on the smaller scale of things.
You're on the smaller scale of things?
In the professional world.
Are you saying? Right. Okay. Wow. I things like room tone that and or it's like I just got a, and you know this, for listeners, I'm very excited. I just got a field recorder, which I'm so excited about because my little wardrobe setup, if those of you who've seen it, I've posted some photos of it, it's everything's fixed in here. My microphone is fixed. And I mean, I could take it with me, I could disconnect it all, but that's painful. So I got a little Zoom recorder, and Rush, I need to tell you, I'm recording everything. I recorded the shower the other night. I recorded the frogs outside my bedroom. I just recorded some traffic yesterday. It's like, okay, what else can I record?
Well, if you need to say job recording things.
Well, actually, I'm on a server where a creator server where somebody said, yeah, I need some wildlife. I need some Australian wildlife. I was like, I need some kookaburras. It's like, unfortunately, well, I was going to say, they don't come out at the same time each day, but they kind of do. I should make a note of the time when the kookaburras sing. But yeah, they're just like, can I just get some kookaburras, please? I'm like, I'll do my best. But no, I'm excited about sort of starting to create my own.
Recording random sounds is such a joy.
Oh, isn't it? Isn't it just?
Just going out and sitting like sitting in nature and just recording things.
Yes.
You learn to pay so much attention to everything. It slows time down for you. You notice all the little things, all the crickets, and the birds, and the wind, and the rustling of the leaves.
Yeah.
It does make you appreciate the beauty of the nature around you a little more.
It really does when I listen back to it. And I hear, it's almost like I hear different things each time I listen to it. Rush was kind enough. I sent him a file. I recorded, I live on acreage, and I recorded underneath a tree, my favorite tree, last week because I was so excited to get my new little recorder. And in listening back to that myself, I was, you know, sort of obviously curious as to, I had to listen to myself, but I was really curious to hear what it picked up. And things, I feel much more, you're right, aware, but I just seem to be more heightened awareness of those small sounds that, I don't know, when you're listening back to it through headphones, it's, I take more notice, I guess. Does that make sense? Yeah. So I'm excited to be, I don't know, creating. I lined up different types of shoes the other day, and I've got tiles and carpet and timber flooring. It's like, right, I'm going to walk across in those shoes on these three different surfaces, and then I'm going to walk across in socks, and then I'm going to do bare feet, and just like, oh,
you're fully footsteps,
right? Let's use that term very loosely, but I'm excited to do that. She's like, I'll start my car and listen. She's like, open and close the car door. I think about, you know, those typical. I was reading an editor in this server the other day. She's like, if I have to put one more set of footsteps into a goddamn audio, you know, it's just like, I kind of get it.
That happened to me. That's why I have like 20 libraries just of doors. Because, my God, it's the same door every time. I can't do it. I need new doors.
For those of you who have listened to it, I've edited maybe three or four that I've posted publicly or attempted to edit, but I've added in, if you listen really carefully, it's the same set of sheet sounds. Okay, I just have my standard. It's like, there it is again. And like, likewise, there is a very, I was talking with a friend maybe 2 or 3 months ago, and they were looking for a sound of crashing through a window, and it was for a script fill, and a number of people had filled it, and I'm going to say maybe there were 7 fills of it. 6 of them had used the same crash through the window. I was like, whoop, there it is again. Whoop, there it is again. You know, just like, not something you can foley easily, but I just thought, okay, it's time to mix it up.
Think about those expensive kind of sounds, is that they get recorded per project, so you don't ever get to buy those sounds.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I see.
So they get recorded for this particular film or TV or whatever, and
and then someone posts them to Freesound or elsewhere, and
if they can sneak it in,
6 out of 7 audios, have that same sound effect. I guess we're not all, but you know, the majority of people, it's free audio we're creating, right? So I don't know. Some people, I'm always amazed at how edited or how, you know, produced. And how much time and energy and effort some creators put into their free audio, you know. I wonder in that respect, it's a labour of love. It is a creative outlet. It is, you know, an expression of themselves. I was talking with the lovely Neon Dextrose the other day. We did a live record, and she had mentioned she'd spoken spent, I think it's about a 50-minute audio that she posted a couple of days ago, and she was so incredibly proud of it that she'd spent 26 hours editing. Wow. You know, well, 50 minutes is quite a, that's quite a chunk. But it was, you know, she said she was particularly proud of it, and I think, wow, that's... But she was so excited about it. She's like, I'm excited for you. I haven't even listened to it. But just to hear her elation and the sense of, obviously, satisfaction and, sense of fulfillment that she got out of, you know, investing that time and energy and to produce it and then just to let it go, put it out there. It's the journey, right? And I guess it's where the... I guess where the enjoyment is.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not enjoyable. Sorry for me. I had a very poor attempt at a binaural type situation a couple of weeks ago, and I just thought, you know what, I should.
Of course, there's going to be those days.
No. Just like, and so I am always hats off to those who edit and create a really. Immersive experience, because it's not a skill that I possess. I'm learning as we go. But slowly, baby steps, and only when necessary. But I think with my content, the whole, you know, cold read, one take, raw quality is...
That's its own category now.
I think...
The Wicked Fairy style.
I don't know about that, but I think people know that of me, and I think perhaps that might be part of the appeal as well sometimes. I'm not sure. Maybe. A handful of people follow, so, you know.
Handful. Thousands.
Enjoy. I think I'm grateful. I'm very grateful that, you know, people choose to follow and listen and comment. But yes, I think it would perhaps shock the system if I, you know, produce something of such incredible quality. And not that, yeah, I'm rambling now.
Could
because
be a fun
I'm,
surprise.
Yeah, I don't ever want to pretend that I am something more than I am. Imposter syndrome is real, people. It's still very real. So, yeah. Well, Rush, this has been interesting to sort of talk about and discover your process. And I don't know if I know another professional editor in the space. I'm sure they exist. But personally, I don't. I don't know. Of another one. So I'm excited that this has become your focus, this sort of content and your contribution to the space. And people get to, I know you've edited quite a few of the collabs that I've done. Mm-hmm. I think you were the first professional editor I ever encountered. And I was like, what? He does this for a job? It's his thing.
So professional.
So professional. I was so intimidated initially. Just like, I need to send my file to an actual editor, like a real live editor. And I'll be forever grateful for that introduction to you and, yeah, what you can do with my voice and my performance.
We should all be thankful for what you can do with your voice.
Thank you. That's, you know, I struggle with praise, but thank you. That's kind. Thank you, Rush. So, this has been really interesting. I'm kind of thinking maybe I might look at some, I don't know, maybe sound effects libraries and keep up that illusion that I know what I'm doing in terms of editing.
Keep yourself telling that for long enough, you will get there.
Yeah.
That's all for us.
Yeah, it's slowly, baby steps. Yeah, YouTube tutorials are my best friend. And thankfully, I've got a lot of people to, you know, sort of, you know, if I need, I can contact and say, oh, how do I do this? What do I do with this? You've helped me out of a bind a few times. So thank you for having a chat with me today, Rush. It's been insightful. And, I hope that Mr. Motivation comes back at some point.
I hope he does.
Because Yeah. I'm sure. I think we've all been in a bit of a funk for the past, I don't know, couple of years at least. It's a very different landscape these days. But, yeah, I hope that to see more, you know, perhaps a script from you in the future, hopefully even I would be a little bit more excited to see perhaps an audio from you. No pressure. Not that you really...
I will give it a try.
Not that my, you know, not that it matters. But, yeah, I really appreciate the content that you've put out there and appreciate you editing any work that I've been involved in.
It's always been a pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you, Rush, for joining me today. I look forward to seeing you in the wild.
Thank you. That's wicked for inviting me on the show. It's fun as always.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay, bye.